Tom Buell here on the morning drive to the office. I hope this video finds you well. The other day when someone was asking me about my beginnings of work and, you know, my work history and all that fun stuff, just to see if there were any patterns. So they asked me what my first job was and all this other thing. And I remembered back when I got my first job and I was actually a janitor in high school. And it was through a referral to a friend. And I'll tell you what, I was the best janitor that there could possibly be. I was responsible, dependable, timely. If you gave me a task, you could count on it getting done at a level that was not mediocre, not half-assed. It was always top-notch. And that progressed over to all the other jobs and careers that I've had throughout the years. It's a matter of taking pride in what I do. And if there's one thing I could express in when I'm looking to hire people and work with people, it's who are they? What do they represent? What do they stand for? Are they reliable? Are they trustworthy? Are they dependable? Do they go the extra mile? Are they timely? Are they dependable? Trustworthy? You know, all these things add up. And a sense of taking pride in what they do is key. Because you probably worked with people in the past or currently, who knows, where when you find out they're handling the task, you grab your head like, oh no, not them. Because either the project's going to be done improperly, half-assed, not on time. The list goes on and on. Or they have to be followed up on constantly to quality checks and make sure the proper steps are being taken. And then there's the other people that you work with or have worked with in the past. When you know their task to something, you just, yes, you rest easy. You know that if they're on it, it's going to be done. And it's not just going to be done at a mediocre level. It's going to be done at the best possible scenario I can imagine. And I've witnessed this in the Marine Corps, in copier sales, in internet marketing, the whole gamut. There's people that rise to the challenge, and there's people that try to get away and skate around corners. Who do you want to be? What do you want your reputation to be? Hopefully, and I know to be a fact, otherwise you wouldn't be watching these videos, you are someone who's trustworthy, who's dependable, who's reliable, who goes that extra mile, who takes pride in what they do. And that's why you are watching these videos. See, the other people will never see these videos. That's just not in their nature to do this type of thing. So the bottom line is your reputation precedes you. And you want that to be a good thing. You want, oh, I've heard a lot about you. You want that to be, in your mind, you know that's a good thing. Conversely, there's several people when their reputation precedes them and they've heard a lot about someone, they're probably wondering, uh-oh, there goes this deal. Who knows? But I know that's not you because you wouldn't be watching these videos. So think about that. Be a person of your word. Go the extra mile. Be trustworthy. Be dependable. Take pride in what you do so that people can rest easy knowing that if you're tasked to the duty, they know it's going to be done at a superb level because obviously that's what you represent. So I know that's who you are and what you stand for. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, but it was just something that was interesting for me to recap all the jobs that I have done in the past, the pride that I put into it. You know, I was going to be the best janitor. I was going to be the best copier salesperson. I was going to be the best Marine. Whatever I was tasked at, that was my duty to be the best. And it's carried out to be quite fulfilling. So I hope you make that commitment as well. And I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Until then, make today great.